This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, Valerie, we're going to talk about your upcoming seminar very soon on mental stamina for solopreneurs. But while I've got you, mental stamina, that to me seems like something that people who are flood affected at the moment, they would need in spades. What do you think's going on for flood affected people across our state and country at the moment?
Probably disbelief and shock and grief and fear and anxiety off the back of a couple of years of hardship.
Got any mental stamina tips for those who are flood affected?
I think the best thing that I can say is to reach out for the help and support that are available. There are a bunch of counselling and professional supports available, as well as government supports, and definitely to reach out to one another and to share the burden during this really difficult time.
Even if you are weighed down by like everything that's going on around you, your strong advice is, but still do as much as you can to push through that, to seek help so you can be assisted.
For sure. Like, there's got to be a time for that. And sometimes we can wait too long. But when we actually reach out and grab a hand that's there to help us, we can actually get a sense that we're not alone. We've been talking about this in the psychology practice that I lead, how much courage and hope is required in times of adversity. And it's really hard to get that by yourself, Ben. You know, it's something that is given when we actually connect with others, and it's encouraged back to us and fed back to us. So yeah, I would definitely be saying seeking help and support is really important.
And you'll be offering some help and support to solopreneurs very soon at an upcoming seminar, Mental Stamina for Solopreneurs. But first, what's a solopreneur?
A solopreneur is someone who, by choice, generally wants to run their business by themselves. So they don't have staff, they don't really generally have a team around them, and they just enjoy creating innovation and solutions for customers on their own.
Do you think there's been an increase of this in the past like 5 or 10 years, but even during the pandemic, some people getting their side hustles on, like more people are thinking now is the time for me to run my own business my way myself?
Look, there probably is a general thinking, Ben, that given that we've had the taste of working remotely and there are ways for us to actually offer services on our own. However, we have a high percentage of solopreneurs in Australia. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy. So we've always been here. And yeah, there might be some people entertaining getting into that.
What kind of advice, what kind of tips are you going to be offering? Can you give us a little bit of a window into what you can suggest about mental stamina for solopreneurs?
So the reason why I put my hat in to run this was because I saw that in the general community, we basically thought that if we buy local and support small business owners, they should be okay. Mm. But there's a real sense of anxiety and uncertainty that goes on behind the scenes when you have your own business that nobody sees.
Yes, whether we're in a pandemic or not.
That's it. And sometimes that picture that we have of the business owner, you know, burning the midnight oil, just running themselves to the ground, is an okay part of the parcel of having a successful business. Mm. Now, if we continue to accept that, and especially in this pandemic, we're not going to have very many small business owners left. And my passion is because they are one of the backbones of our economy. And I believe the future, I don't want to see them burn themselves to the ground.
Have you got a tip or two you can share right now?
One of the things that I would say is obviously you need to take care of your body and your mind. So what do business owners bring to the game? They bring their brains to the game, right? So business owners solve problems for their customers. So if you're not taking care of your brain by sleeping, exercising, and resting it, well, you're not actually going to bring your best resource to the game. The next thing I would say is we need to find one another. We actually need to find other business owners, and we need to gather, and we need to partner and collaborate much more than we've done before.
Don't be as solo as you might have been as a solopreneur.
No, don't just isolate yourself, because what we'll find is that we're stronger when we're working together. What we've as a business been really interested to partner wherever we can and to learn about one another's customer bases, right? And that would be the third thing I would say. Get back out there and talk to your customers. really interact with them, they've changed over the pandemic, as you have. Get to know where they're at and where they're thinking, and make sure that you finally take time to recover and recharge, and let people know, your family, your friends, that you need to do this in order to take care of your mind and your health and to bring that creativity back into the game.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.